You're listening to All Things Considered. I'm KBSX. Two former Idaho governors spoke to reporters this morning about an issue they both fought hard for during their terms. Governors Phil Batt and Cecil Andrus say Governor Butch Otter should not allow any more nuclear waste into the state, saying it would violate a 20-year-old agreement both consider part of their legacy. Reporter Frankie Barnhill is following this story and is with me now. Hi, Frankie.
Hi, Samantha.
So before we go into what happened today between the former and the current governors, give us a little background.
Well, let's go back to 1995 for a minute. Then Governor Phil Batt finalized an agreement with the federal government, namely the Department of Energy, to make sure spent nuclear fuel at the Idaho National Laboratory would be properly treated and stored. Another part of that agreement was that all of this nuclear waste would be removed from Idaho by 2035. Now, this was a big deal and continues to be so. Idaho is the only state in the country with a legally binding agreement with the feds like this.
Okay, so why are we talking about this agreement now?
Well, the Department of Energy has missed deadlines for shipping the waste out of the state. Most recently, there was a 2012 deadline they missed. Since then, new shipments of waste have been banned since the DOE isn't in compliance with the 1995 settlement agreement. But despite that, last week, Governor Otter and Attorney General Wasden said they would consider granting the DOE a waiver that would bring 50 new spent fuel rods into the state. They say the rods would be used for research at the INL.
Now, why would they allow more waste into the state if they're trying to get rid of the spent fuel that's already here?
Well, they basically want to use it as a bargaining chip to get the feds back in compliance with the 1995 deal. Before Idaho accepts more waste, Otter and Wasden say the Department of Energy needs to prove they can safely process the waste still sitting in the ground at INL. That process has stalled, and the state sees this as a carrot to light a fire under the DOE to get the cleanup restarted. The DOE also says the exception would mean an additional $10 to $20 million for INL annually.
So how do the former governors, Batt and Andrus, feel about granting the feds this waiver?
Well, they aren't happy about it, and they aren't afraid to show it. Here's Governor Andrus.
I read in a paper where the governor's concerned about his legacy. I can tell him what his legacy is going to be and what the attorney general's legacy is going to be. It's going to be that they have created a Yucca Mountain in Idaho.
Yucca Mountain, of course, is the national nuclear waste site in Nevada. Andrus says the Department of Energy has lied in the past and shouldn't be trusted to begin complying with the 1995 deal now. Governor Batt agrees and says he's concerned about the precedent that could be set by allowing more waste to get sent to the INL.
If you take an ounce of the waste from the federal government, they want to give you 10,000 pounds. And they never always say they'll move it out, but they won't.
So we have two former governors coming together in a bipartisan way to criticize the current administration. And this afternoon, Governor Otter and Attorney General Lawrence Wasden both met with reporters, and they explained their side of the story. What did they have to say?
Well, it seems like there was a pretty big breakdown in communication that's led to some hurt feelings. Governor Otter took responsibility for not keeping Governors Batt and Andrus properly updated with his administration's plans. Otter said he did not intentionally leave them out because they would disagree with the proposal. The governor and Attorney General Wasden both strongly reiterated that the waiver that could potentially allow the nuclear waste into the state is conditional. Again, that condition is that the Department of Energy needs to get its waste cleanup process moving again.
So what happens next with this story?
Well, Attorney General Wasden says his office will reach out to the former governors to try and shore things up and fully explain what the current administration is hoping to do. Wasden was very careful in choosing his words when asked if he blames Governor Otter's office for the lapse in communication with Batt and Andrus. But it certainly seems like there's some tension there.
Frankie Barnhill, thank you very much.
You're welcome.